Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. They were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. Their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They are at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb, found things just as the women had described. But him, they did not see. And he said to them, 'How foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophet spoke. Is it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression he was going on farther, but they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were open and they recognized him. But he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way. Now he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
2 weeks ago on Easter Sunday, I was very blessed. My whole family, except for one, was able to make it to Mass at 11:15, and it had been a long time since we had all been together. And after Mass, of course, I greeted my family, and one of my nephews, who's very mischievous, just like his Uncle Ricky, he said, "Father Ricky, I need to talk to you." They never call me Father Ricky, okay? So I knew he was up to something, and I said, "Yes, Mason, what's going on?" He said, "During Mass, Jesus told me something." And I thought, oh, wow, he's a 14-year-old teenage boy. This is great. He said, "Jesus wanted me to tell you that the Padres were going to win the World Series this year." Now, they are born and raised in San Diego, okay? They're a little lost, so pray for them, okay? So I told him, and I laughed because of the four, my two nieces and two nephews, he's the one that loves to banter with me the most. And being the uncle that I am, every single year when it looks like the Dodgers are going to be eliminated, the Padres are going to be eliminated, I'm waiting to call him. Like that second, I call the house and my sister goes, your uncle wants to talk to you. But there's something that I respect about him. He's an eternal optimist. He firmly believes in his teams, and he believes that this is going to be the year. He chooses not to be disappointed, but he's an eternal optimist. Now, I hope his team never wins the World Series. And I tell him that all the time, and that I'm praying for his conversion. But this 14-year-old handles defeat far better than most adults that I know. He just says, I believe it's going to happen one day. We all face disappointment in life, do we not? It's something far greater than sporting events. In the spiritual life, in our life journey, we're going to face disappointment. And we see that in the gospel today. The disciples were defeated. They witnessed Jesus dying, and many of them betrayed them. And they were walking away from Jerusalem, where it all happened. And we've been there in our lives when we've experienced trauma or disappointment, and we don't want to face it. And we think it's far easier just to walk away from our pain. And our Lord tells us in the gospel today that we could try all of our best to walk away from him, but he loves us so much, he's going to meet us exactly where we are in our life journey. Pain and disappointment is part of our journey here on earth. It's something that we're all going to face, my friends. We're going to grieve the loss of a loved one, and we're going to think, am I ever going to experience joy again in my life? We're going to watch people that we love suffer. We're going to face disappointment in our careers, or maybe we're not going to get into the school that we dreamed of. And despite all of those disappointments, the love of Jesus Christ is always there for us. And the only way that we can feel consoled in this world is to not walk away from Jesus, but actually run towards him. He does never, ever wants us to be alone in our struggles. Facing our pain head on is very challenging to do, is it not? I've shared this before, but I've never had one parishioner ever in my 18 years as a priest ever ask me, Father, pray that I suffer more. Pray that I get more pain in my life. It's the exact opposite. So Jesus is telling every single one of you today, because every single one of us has pain and hurt and disappointment, he's telling us he walks with us. And he sees what you're going through. And he loves you so very much. Our Lord teaches a very valuable lesson in this gospel. I'm smiling every time I read this gospel because, you know, the disciples are walking along and Jesus is literally right in front of them. And they don't get it right away. Is that not all of us, my friends? Jesus is right in our midst. He's showing his love to all of us. And sometimes it's so hard to see the joy of the world around us, especially when we're going through those difficult moments. So Jesus is so patient with us. And I think he's smiling at us time and time again throughout our day because he knows that it's going to be okay for all of us. So my friends, suffering is real. Disappointment is real. And yet our Lord is telling us, keep on walking. Keep on going. We have an opportunity, my friends, every single day to listen to each other. One of the greatest gifts that we can give each other is to listen without judging, to listen with empathy, to listen with compassion. So often we're quick to judge, are we not? And because we're quick to judge, sometimes we miss the point of what people are going through. We all need people to listen to us at times. So we in return are called to follow what Jesus did in this gospel, which is to listen and to actually listen without judging, but to love till it hurts. When we come to Mass, and we should never miss Mass on Sunday, this should be the highlight of our week. Our hearts should be waiting to come to Mass on Sunday. Because we don't need to search for Jesus. We find Jesus every single Sunday in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is not a symbol. It's not a piece of bread. It's Jesus Christ fully present to us. And as we receive the Holy Eucharist, we're given our spiritual nourishment to get through the week. I love when people tell me, Father, Mass is boring. And I say, you're the boring one. Jesus is not. The Mass is the closest thing we ever have to heaven here on earth. It doesn't matter how good or how bad the homily is. We come for the Eucharist. We come to be fed. Our job is not to entertain you. Our job is to walk with you to get you into heaven. My friends, Jesus is present in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is who we are as disciples of Christ. And he gives us the Eucharist because he's telling us, you are never alone in this world. Never alone. And finally, I want you to, I just talked about preaching, so I better wrap it up now, all right? And finally, I want you to hear today, heaven awaits every single one of you. Your pain will be wiped away one day. That's why Jesus died on the cross, so that you could be with him forever in heaven. That's what he was reminding the disciples when they were still overcome with grief, that they didn't think their pain was going to be away. He's telling him, all of us today, our victory will be in heaven. So I encourage all of us not to live in disappointment, to not expect a perfect life here on earth, but to have stronger faith, to receive the Eucharist. And if we do those things, we are on the road to heaven together. Amen?
Amen.
So Jesus listened in the gospel today to people who were hurting. Who in your life is hurting right now? Who needs you to listen to them? Christ didn't focus on himself with this gospel. He reached out to others. Who needs you to listen to them today? And how are you going to show empathy, love, and compassion? Think of one person right now. That's your homework. Who needs you to listen to them?